Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to be talking about sin and repentance. So we'll say your blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, I thought we, since the high holidays are coming up, we might do some material in Tractate Yoma. Which is the tractate that tells us all about Yom Kippur. So, Rabbi Radinsky, who taught me Talmud, taught me that you should always start at the end or at the very start, at the very most in the middle, never start at the start. That's because in Bavli, the first passage of any tractate is an overture, and it presents all the themes that you're going to be hearing throughout the tractate. Well, that's great if you've already read the tractate and you already know what you're going to be hearing later on, but if you don't know and you haven't learned it yet, it just is this maddening, long passage where they just flip from topic to topic to topic, and you're like completely lost. So you're sort of sunk your boat before you've even gotten out of the harbor. So his practice was always to start at the end and work your way forward. That way, by the time you get to that overture, wow, you will know that those themes showed up previously, and then the overture will function the way an overture should function. So we're going to start at the end. So this is Tractate Yoma. Actually, I thought I would go right to the very last Mishnah, because it's all about repentance, which we just finished talking about in Tractate Peah. So this is Yoma, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. If you're in the Schottenstein years, show me, that's 56A2. All right, here we go. Ha'omer, echeta v'ashuv. I need better glasses. I will sin and then I'll repent. I will sin and I will repent. Ein mas b'kin b'yado la'asot teshuvah. He is not given the chance to do repentance. Echeta v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. What about if he says, I will sin, and Yom Kippur will atone for me? Ein yom ha'kippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur does not atone for his sin. All right. So we have the first instance is somebody who relapses, but even as they relapse, they're justifying it to themselves. Oh, I'm going to break my diet just this once, or I'm going to take this drink just this once, and then I really will get back on the wagon. So that's one kind of rationalization. The other kind of rationalization is, well, yeah, I'm doing this sin. I know it's a sin, but Yom Kippur will make me all clean. And in both those cases, the Mishnah says no. If you know you're doing a sin and you're already thinking of loopholes for yourself, no, the system will not work for you. You are not getting off scot-free out of these sins. Okay. Averot sheben adam lamakom. Sins, transgressions between a person and God. Yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Yom Kippur atones. So a sin against God would be eating treif or not keeping Shabbat, things like that, things that only hurt God. Okay. Shebeino leven chavero, but between a person and another person, ein yom hakipurim mechaper ad shiratze et chavero. Yom Kippur is not going to affect anything until you have made good that sin between your fellow person, with your fellow person. So you hurt somebody else's feelings, you lie to them, or whatever it is that you do, Yom Kippur is not going to make that right. You have to make the other person whole. You have to recompense them for the financial loss, or you have to apologize for the hurtful behavior. Apologizing to God is meaningless in that instance. Okay. And so, Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understands this from the following biblical verse. But I stop just a second. We have to talk about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was one of the all-time great mystics. And he's the one that trades words of mysticism with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and like, you know, fire falls from heaven, and, you know, the angels are singing in the sky, and the stars are wheeling, and it's he's this amazing, amazing mystical guy. So it's not just a random dude. Okay. Mikoch atotetem lifnei Adonai titaro. From all your sins before God, you shall be made clean. That is, your sins lifnei Adonai, that regard God, okay? Averot shebein Adam lemakom yom hakippur mikaper, the sins that are between a person and God, you know, that Yom Kippur is going to work for that. Shebeino levein chavero en yom hakippurim mikaper ad shiratze et chavero. So, but the sins between another person and another person, it's not going to be atoned for until you appease that other person. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva is basically like, he's a little bit younger than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he is also this incredible mystic. So it's interesting. This is a Mishnah of the mystic camp. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrechem Yisrael, happy are you, O Israel, lifnei mi atem mitaharin, before whom do you become clean and purify yourselves, umi mitaher etchem, and who purifies you, avichem shebashamayim, your Father in heaven. Shne'emar. V'zarakta aleichem mayim tehorim v'gomer. I will sprinkle pure water upon you, and you will be cleansed. That's Ezekiel 36:25. V'omer. And it also says, Mikvei Yisrael. Well, that really means the hope of Israel. That's Jeremiah 17:13. But mikveh also can be mikvah, the mikvah where you purify yourself. Ma mikvah mitaher et hachataim, just as a mikvah purifies those who are tamei or impure, af hakadosh baruch hu mitaher et Yisrael. So does the Holy One, blessed be He, purify Israel. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.